Hello, hello. How is my awesome team doing today? How was the weekend? I hope it was amazing. Mine was incredible. I still cannot believe about what happened, but I'm gonna tell you in a minute. Welcome to your new favorite podcast, Modalidad Remota. This episode is special created for those bilinguals in Spanish and English, and those who don't speak Spanish but love and share my content when I do it randomly in English. Let me introduce myself to those new peeps here. I'm Lisa Lopez, and I help remote professionals to optimize their daily activities and processes to achieve their goals, motivate them, and encourage them to pursue a more organized, productive, and have a clear purpose in their life, to have a more balanced and happier lifestyle. This episode is full of gratitude for life, of many years of self-knowledge, of always being optimistic and curious and having the tenacity to go for my dreams and goals with kindness, conviction, and necessary humility to contribute something positive along the way. For my MR family and current audience, no, you're not in the Grand Podcast. You're in the right place with me. And I know you're wondering, but why are you talking in English, Lisa? The reason is that you know me, Pisces thing with an electric personality. I decided to switch things a bit here and there, you know, like taste the water. We will have our standard episodes in Spanish weekly, so don't worry. However, I wanted for a long time also to do it in English, and specific topics to bring close to my heart all those friends who don't speak Spanish but are also interested to learn and improve their life while working remotely, which is what we do here daily, right? Most of us do not generalize all. We want to get different results in our lives right now. We want to change things that we don't like and achieve new goals. However, we get stuck doing the things the same way we have done it before, expecting different results. I'm sorry to tell you this, but that's the definition of madness. If you are looking to change patterns, whether it is with your health or professionally, you need to be open and try different things to make it work. Especially if you are passionate and eager to get in a new place, get out of your certain situation, or even just for fun. I do like to challenge myself to get out of my comfort zone, and I know you do too. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here listening to me, or working remotely for your employer or as a freelancer, or meeting new people online instead of the people you already met in college or your coworkers' members. You would be going to the mall to buy stuff instead of buying them online. And of course, you wouldn't be buying NFTs and crypto and just stay with your boring debit credit card, right? With your saving account in the banks, you know, paying less than nothing. And the list goes on and on and on. Doing this in another language, which is not my native language, to try something different and take this step further from my current state. I will enjoy my accent, my lack of vocabulary, and my insecurities, and I love the process. So join me in this adventure and stay with me, enjoy the ride, and enjoy the podcast, and let's go! Today, like I said, it is a special day for so many reasons that I would love to celebrate together. Why not? Hello, hello, welcome to this amazing week of May. Oh, I'm so excited this week. It's unbelievable. I'm so freaking happy you're here today listening to this space one more time. It is my second episode in English, and I'm going to dedicate it to VCon, Gary Vee's conference that will take place in Minneapolis, Minnesota in just 3 days. 3 days. I cannot believe this. Breathe in, breathe out. Just trying to stay calm. I can't believe I'm going to this event. I'm so freaking excited. I cannot stop saying this. Not only for everything I will learn during that experience, but more than anything, to be able to put some faces and real life conversations with people I've interacted with for so long, months and almost a year. People who shares my values and passions, interests, curiosities, excitement about technology, and where this will take us, and it's actually taking us to the brighter future. I'm convinced that there are certain people that are supposed to meet on every point in your life that will reshape your path and will help you to move towards your goals and dreams. And actually, don't ask me why I do believe in this, but I have faced with this moment so many times in my life that they are just part of my, like, it's in my soul. Since I was younger, I remember logging to Yahoo Chats, MSN Messenger, and yeah, I know, I just, you now can calculate my age around those comments. But anyway, I was in those spaces to talk online with people and friends that I've met through the internet. And it was the exact same thing that we're doing right now. Those who knows me or have listened to me in some previous episodes knows that I've moved more than 3 times in my life and live in different 3 countries, which allowed me to connect and enjoy the culture and with wonderful people. Don't ask me what happened with your brain, but it changes the way you think, work, and connect with others. It opens your mind to new possibilities and alternatives, to incredible opportunities to grow and be a better person. Being able to do this has been the greatest gift of my life. Now, going back to Beacon, this is one, if not the biggest conference in the United States and probably the world right now, about NFTs. But as you might know, Gary is not only a person who talks about business, but also encourages you to get out of your comfort zone and try all the things you feel passionate about until you find the 1 or 2 or even 3 things that makes you happy, where you can feel complete and motivated to use that as your fuel every day. I've been a fan of Gary for years, and at the very moment he came up with BeFriends, his NFT project, I wanted to get in so bad. However, I was not in the right spot economically to join back in 2021. Now, thanks God, and I got the opportunity and I plan and organize myself for a year to be able to jump into Book Games and recently into BeFriends too. So I got not only 1, but I managed to get 3, and that's a story for another podcast. Beacon will have the most relevant and wonderful speakers in the conference, from the man himself, Gary, to Deepak Chopra, Snoop Dogg, Beeply, Jamkar Kai, Kevin Rose, Avery Akinani, Pharrell, Sarah Bauman, I love Sarah Bauman, Jesse Itzler, Steve Aoki, Tom Bilyeu, Mark Manson, wow, Ben Francis, Amber Vitoria, Mila Kunis, Eva Longoria, and the list goes on and on and on and on. At the conference, that will talk about mental health, business growth, gaming, e-commerce, music, creative development, sports, fashion, and everything you can imagine around the technology and how this is changing the way we do things right now. And more important, it's way bigger than we think. I love deeply the push that Gary put into finding happiness through hard work, commitment to be responsible, honest, supportive, be optimistic, accountable, and many of other traits that are in fact things that can change the journey of a company or a person. Getting all that on point is a challenge of the life, is a challenge in life, but also the biggest reward. I'm so excited to be one of those people who will enjoy this experience for the first time with other probably 10,000 people for 4 days officially and 5 days non-officially, because I'm arriving earlier and leaving a little bit late, you know. But that's going to be an event in and out of the US Bank Stadium. If you'll be there and you're listening to this episode, please feel free to contact me and let me know. I'm counting now, well, not so many days, hours, to be able to meet you in real life, so many of you, and share this experience. If you're not, don't worry. I'll be telling you everything about it during and when I'm back to Miami in the next few days, because I cannot hold myself, you know me. This new phase with evolution of the internet as we know it, it's already started. It won't stop, but we are early. You are right on time to start with this, to study a lot, to do your own research, to get involved in the space. Obviously, be cautious. Do not put on risk money that you cannot afford to lose. This is a major warning. Be careful here. Scams are all over the place. You are the only one who is in charge of your money. So you are the owner and the only one responsible for taking care of your investments. So this is your biggest blessing and your biggest challenge in this space. But we all struggle at the beginning. While we were trying to log into the emails 15 years ago, we struggled to finally get and use credit cards because we thought it was a fraud. We didn't want to buy anything online because they will steal your money and your information. And nowadays we buy more things online than we do physically in a store. So take a breath, take it easy, start learning about step by step. Practice, ask questions, as many as you need. One of the things I love about this community in Web3 is that people are so supportive to levels you won't understand until you're in. So feel free and comfortable enough to approach and ask your questions, express your concerns, and open your mind to get on board in this new phase. I'm here to help you, to guide you through all these things that we're going right now, as very few you know. In Web3, 1 year ago feels like a lifetime because everything moves so fast in this space right at the moment. We are writing the rules and we are opening the path. So it's so much fun, and yeah, we can do it all together. So thank you very much for being here today with me to listen to this podcast. I love that you are part of this community, my podcast, every single week. This is your home where you can share everything you need with me, everything you want to learn, everything you want to express and experience and a story, a concern that you might have. I'm here to support you, to guide you, to cheer you up, and to keep learning together. I'm so humble and thankful for your support I've received for the last 5 months. Wow, time flies with this podcast. And I'm so excited to see what's next for the rest of the year. I wish you have a wonderful day or night, whatever you are, and see you at VidCon. Much love. Bye.